Oh shit. He says, you're recording. We are now.
Now we're recording. Did you just fart as soon as we started recording?
Yeah, put this in the invites too. It's a new one. Sorry. As soon as we started to record, Luke was like, I must ask you a question, but he wanted to wait until we started so he can have my attention when the recording started. But don't worry, it was a small question and I answered it. So I think we're in the all clear. In other news, I got a rejection today after like a day. So that was like actually the fastest turnaround. So either they're like a great press with not a lot of subs, or like it sucked. Or both. We'll see. It'll probably find a home somewhere else.
After that uplifting story. Hello and welcome back to Real Horror Show. I'm your host, Samantha, and I'm joined, as always, by the Stormy Skies.
Hello.
And I guess her husband, Luke, is in the background.
Yeah, he just coughed, so you can go ahead and edit that one out. Hey, now.
Coughs are important.
Coughs are important to clear your throat, yeah, so I don't want him to have, like, a phlegmy throat. That would be terrible.
We're back on the Discord because I found the sound quality of our last recording to be far superior than Zencaster.
Nice.
Plus, I can adjust the voice chat in this to have up to 99 participants, unlike Zencaster.
99?
Yeah, Jesus, let's just invite Christ. Every podcast we know.
Dude, yeah, and like everybody we know. That's so many, but that's awesome. 99 people just like talking at the same time would be like insane.
Yeah, if you want to guest on Real Horror Show, slide on into our DMs. Just be aware that you need
DMs. Slide on into the DMs.
Just be aware that you need to have an Ouija board since we are dead to summon us.
Oh yeah, awkward. But I guess we should talk about the elephant in the room. And Sam and I are not alive. So sorry that we misled you. Don't get mad at us, but you just assumed that we were alive, and I don't know why people just assume. You just have to really just ask a question if you're not sure, just ask. So yeah,
people who aren't alive, you know who else wasn't alive?
I don't know who.
The demon ghost in the movie we're talking about today.
Yeah.
The Black Room is a 2017 horror movie about a man and his wife who move into a home where an entity feeds off lust and desire and plans to destroy the world.
Is that what the plan was? It didn't come across to me that good, but I guess destroy the world is always like the assumed evil plan. So, okay, that makes sense.
So, in case you missed my tweet about it earlier this week, we are reviewing a porno, a softcore porno.
Dude, it might as well be, because like in the beginning I was like, oh, okay, cool, cool. And then like I was like, whoa. And then I was like, okay. And then the intro happened. And I was like, this is kind of a cool intro. And then, yeah. So I messaged Sam like during like the introductory like demon ghost sex montage with like the granddaughter, and I was like, Sam, this is straight up softcore porn, and I couldn't wait for her to watch it, so she believed me.
Listen, Stormy is a bit of a prude,
but this one really really threw me for a loop there, because we've actually, there's a lot of this kind of thing in horror movies, like, you know, like the B-rated horror movies that you don't hear of, and we really avoided it at all costs until right now. We've gotten really lucky with our randomizer.
Yeah, this movie feeds into the theory I had. I'm not sure if I ever boasted this theory on the podcast before, mm-hmm. but I think a lot of B horror movies exist because the director actually wanted to get into porn, but he also wanted his grandmother to be able to see the movie. So he gave it an actual plot and a budget. So it's not just people having sex.
Dude, that makes a lot of sense. And I feel like you can have a lot more fun when it's like a horror movie, because you it's not hard to do like a horror movie like that, you know what I mean? If he were to make a sex movie that was like a drama, that would be a lot harder, you know what I mean? Not trying to knock horror, but like it's easier.
Yeah
But anyway, yes,
so since we're reviewing a porno and I had a pool party this past weekend, I'm currently sipping on 24 fluid ounces of White Claw, so we'll see how this ends.
Wait, you have it now?
Yeah, so I have a McDonald's cup, a plastic one. Wait, I don't even fucking remember the last time we went to McDonald's, so I don't know where it came from. Fuck. So I just...
Sam's just drinking out of this cup that she's like, I don't know where this came from, but like, I'm cool with that. What flavor are you drinking?
I think black cherry is like the only one worth drinking. But here's the thing. I had a pool party this weekend because my family is selling our family home. So it's like the last pool party ever.
Okay. And
I posted in the group event, hey, David and I are getting hot dogs and hamburgers if you want to get chips in your favorite flavor of White Claw, just jokingly.
Yeah.
And so the first friends that showed up were like, hey, we weren't sure if you were joking about the White Claw, but we got a variety pack and
nice
mango.
Okay.
So now David and I just have an absurd amount of chips, an absurd amount of hot dog and hamburger buns, and an absurd amount of White Claw. So since it's low calorie and low carb, I'm gonna drink.
Does it taste good though? It seems like everybody is like really liking it.
I think it's more of a meme rather than it tastes good. Like I said, the only flavor worth having, I think, is black cherry or berry. I haven't tried mango.
Apparently,
ruby grapefruit tastes like floor cleaner. Ugh. And lime isn't too bad. It tastes like unsweetened Sprite.
Yeah, you know, any grapefruit flavor is like just no good, because grapefruit itself isn't sweet anyway, so it's just
So I guess, I mean, I don't know, since I'm
low carb, cherry is always a good choice.
It's low carb and only 100 calories per can, so you can't really go wrong with that alcohol wise
yeah, that's cool, I guess.
I haven't had a LaCroix, so I'm guessing it tastes like what a LaCroix would taste like.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
We used to drink either LaCroix, we called it LaCroix, but I guess I don't know how to actually say it, but it's like, it's like the shittiest like brand of like sparkling water. I think there's like other brands of sparkling water that are in cans that are a little bit better, but we drank that at Pier One because we drank it because we were starving and hungry and thirsty, and there was nothing else to drink. And we would drink all that, but all the flavor that would always be left behind was like the grapefruit flavor. But yeah, it's like good to sip on, but it's not good to like chug it. Is that like kind of how you feel?
Okay. Yeah, because I'm not a big fan of carbonated anything. But
yeah, I understand that. I'm starting to get that way myself, because every time I drink like pop or something, it just really is so carbonated that it kind of like makes me like take a few steps back, and I'm like, ugh. Because I drink straight water and coffee.
You can't go wrong with water. Yeah. And I'm trying to cut back on the coffee. When I made that tweet the other day, some random like caffeine addiction account liked it. I'm like, who the fuck are you? Unless you're going to sponsor us, get out of here.
Oh man, really? What the fuck? But yeah, they need to just leave us alone, please.
Yeah. So anyway, let's get into this movie and see what happens after I drink 24 ounces of White Claw.
Wow, are you gonna try to drink all of it like while we're recording?
I mean, I've been sipping on it since before we started recording. So
okay, and 24 ounces, I guess that's pretty big. Okay,
And it's only like 5% alcohol content, but it's also just water it's mixed in with. So.
Oh. All right. Well, cool. I just have my little water sippy cup here. So it's like we're drinking the same thing.
Yeah. So there wasn't a lot of information about this movie on Wikipedia, unlike the other movies we've reviewed, where I just take the Wikipedia article and read that because there's a lot of interesting information about the production. Only one line, and it's who directed it. So I don't know why this movie was made, why it exists.
Me too. That I made that note somewhere. I think I said, like, I think the guy just made this just to make it.
Yeah.
that's fine though, you know, just do what you get to do. Yeah.
When you said it was like a softcore porn, I really had low expectations, but you know, it was weird, it was campy. But it wasn't the worst thing we've watched.
You know what? It was not the worst thing we watched. I was a little surprised in the beginning because I didn't know what to expect. But once I like knew what to expect, I kind of like became more comfortable watching it and actually kind of enjoyed it because it was like so silly at times that I had to laugh at it. It was funny. But I think that's what he was going for too. So it didn't, you know what I mean? So it's weird. It's hard to explain. But it was fun and funny and ridiculous.
Since we always start with acting.
Yeah.
I think the most positive thing I can say about this movie is the actors were like really into it.
Yes. They really were 100% devoted because like when you're doing a movie and the director's like, all right, have sex with the wall. You gotta like go at it at 100% or the viewer is gonna like feel your like, I don't know, like restraint and they're gonna be like, this is stupid. So you really have to give it 110% to make it actually fun to watch. So it's not like an awkward thing to watch.
Yeah. And like, I was just like 10 minutes into it the other day when I started watching and I'm in the office writing with it in the background and David's in the living room and he just hears this girl moaning. So he looks in and is like, are you watching a fucking porn in there?
And it's like, nah, it's just real horror show business, Dave. I did make the note that the acting is bad in the beginning, but it gets better as it goes on. Also, the acting is poor in the beginning because, like, the granddaughter just, I don't know if, like, are these people, like, also, like, amateur porn actors or what? I don't know.
Okay, but
tell, damn it, because the acting isn't great, but that could mean either they're in B-rated horror or they're actually porn stars. I don't know. So
let me investigate with the lead actors, but Lynn Shay, who plays the grandmother who dies in the beginning,
she's an actual actress. Dude, yeah, she's like, that's why I said in the beginning, I made like a little note and I was like, this is going to be like an Insidious knockoff. But then it became like a sex thing. And I was like, oh shit, maybe not. But she really like, I feel like she kind of like looked at her like script and was like, are you fucking serious? But she like went for it anyway. So I'm glad that we were able to see her, even for a little bit.
Yeah, she does, like, a lot of horror movies. So maybe just thought this was a hilarious take on a possession movie.
Hell yeah. Yeah, she's what, Insidious? She's in The Conjuring, maybe? I don't know. But Insidious
is in Ouija.
Yeah. Luigi, the Luigi board.
Speaking of Luigi... Yeah. On Halloween, Luigi's Mansion 3 comes out, and David and we're going to try and stream it on Twitch.
Yes.
I don't want to make any promises.
Yeah, that'd be so cool, dude.
I don't want to make any promises because we need to borrow our friend's device that lets us do that, and Nintendo is very, like, rigid about this kind of thing, so it might not happen, but we're going to try.
Do you need a Switch to play?
Yeah.
Okay. I would have let you use ours, but we sold it months ago.
The Switch is awesome. You guys made a horrible choice.
Well, it was half broken.
Oh.
Also, we needed money for vacation. So, you know, Switch vacation.
See, I am looking at Natasha Henstridge, who was the lead actress in this movie. She has been in classics such as The Whole Nine Yards, starring Bruce Willis and Matthew Perry, Species and Species 2, Ghosts of Mars. Shit, I know what Ghost of Mars is. I'm like 90% sure I know what this movie is. It's really bad, but I've never actually watched it, but Ghosts of Mars was supposed to be the third Escape from Blank movie.
Oh.
Yeah, this was supposed to be, it was supposed to be a trilogy, Escape from New York, Escape from Los Angeles, and then Escape from Mars. And it was directed by John Carpenter.
Whoa, yeah, I was going to say Escape from New York is John Carpenter. Yo, so she's just like kind of been almost up there with the big boys in a little bit of a way.
It looks like she's done quite a few B-rated horror movies.
You know what? Sometimes when you get into B-rated, you just stick with it because it's probably a lot more fun than like the real serious ones.
Yeah.
I that's cool with me. But the husband who was like hot but not that hot.
So you need B-rated horror just because it's fun.
Yes, yes, you do need that. It breaks up the monotony of the really, really deep, serious stuff. And it's awesome.
Like when you're already in a really sad, depressed mood, what are you going to watch? Are you going to watch The Black Room or are you going to go watch The Nightingale and probably kill yourself afterwards? Because that movie, apparently, they need a therapist on set.
Oh, no.
Do you think they need a therapist on set for The Black Room?
No way. They were ready to go. Oh, God. That movie is like, now that I'm thinking about it, it just cracked me up.
Augie Duke looked familiar, but maybe Bad Kids Go to Hell. Maybe that's something I watched in like. She looked familiar. I don't know if I know her from anything.
Oh, can you? Yeah, can you look up the main husband guy? Because one of my notes is asking if he's British but using an American accent.
Was he even trying to use an American accent?
I think he was, but very poorly.
He was born and raised in Denmark.
Oh, he had some kind of accent. Maybe then he just had an accent. I was like, what the fuck? He just sounded weird. Something sounded weird. Like he was suppressing an accent, but like not well. Which has happened in TV shows I've watched. Ugh, hate that. Anyway. Anyway, the performance was fine.
Convincing.
Yeah. Wait, are people that horny though? Maybe.
I mean, I feel like
sometimes.
I wouldn't say people are that horny, but considering they were in a house possessed by a horny demon, maybe that was
just like a side effect then of just like being in that house.
Yeah, like if you're living in a house with black mold, you're moody and angry all the time.
Yeah, because you're dying. Shit. Is that true? You get moody and angry because your lungs are sick? Damn.
Yeah, I think one of the side effects of black mold is irritability.
Oh, man.
And memory loss, maybe?
Oh no. Shit. Just eat you from the inside out. Well, all right. That makes sense to me. Oh, man. Well, I guess let's jump right into plot.
What plot? Okay.
I know. I took these notes so seriously when I wrote them because I was like, there's so many plot holes. I can't believe this. But like, they didn't give a shit.
It would be the worst person to watch porn with.
Me? Because I'd be like, well, this doesn't make any sense because how does this and this and this happen? And you'd be like, shut up, Stormy. Wow. I'm the worst.
I would use your full name because you need the three syllables to really like emphasize annoyance. Yes.
Yeah. I should tell you my middle name too so you can like get real angry. My whole name. Anyway, yeah, what plot? I feel like the guy who made this just made it to say he made a movie. And you know what? That rules, because I didn't make a fucking movie, but he did. So he's already one step ahead of me.
Yeah. Have we ever made a movie? No. So who the fuck are we to judge?
We're fucking nobodies. I don't even know why we're even. Yeah, you know what? Fuck. Yeah, whatever, man. But the plot holes were actually kind of hilarious ones because they were so silly. And I made them all in the very, very beginning, until like before the husband got possessed, which was like the turning point of the movie, honestly. Just made it so much better. But I said, you get your house assessed before you buy it. So this couple, they just bought a house, and then after they bought it, like, the assessment guy came to see if anything was wrong with it.
Yeah, that's true. You're supposed to have your home inspected before you, like, officially buy it to make sure you're not getting ripped off. And
dude, yeah, and then they got there, and all their shit was, like, busted up. So I'm like, well, that's what you get for getting it assessed after you buy it. But it didn't matter. It's all good. At least they had the house.
Yeah, and you know, it came with a free sex demon, so you can't complain.
Exactly. Oh, you bought a house with a door you can't open and never asked for the key because there is no key. Hey, man, you got to be able to open all the doors in your brand new house. You can't just pretend that door doesn't exist, you know?
Here's how you fix every one of those plot holes. Instead of them buying the house to move into it, they're house flippers. And so they bought it at an auction, sight unseen.
Yeah.
With no key. And
just because it was so cheap.
And that's why they had to get it inspected after they bought it.
Mm-hmm.
I just fixed this entire movie. You're welcome.
Thank you. Because that actually is much better. And that would make a lot more sense. Because they bought it cheap because of the bad stuff that happened there. But obviously, if you're a house flipper, you're just going to buy that as cheap as possible. Yeah. And then flip it. And then you'll take care of the rest after you have it. So, boom. Also, I said, is the house soundproof or is everyone deaf? Oh, I wrote that because when they killed the fucking inspector guy, he was screaming and the people were upstairs and they were just like, oh, where's the inspector? And I'm like, didn't you hear him fucking screaming? Guess not.
It's like they keep having orgasms and no one fucking hears it.
That too. Yeah. What the fuck? I feel like that happened like, whenever the husband does go down in the basement to have sex with the wall, he's very, very loud. And the ladies are like upstairs. And I'm like, you don't hear that at all? I mean, I know like he's downstairs, but like they're not blasting the TV or listening to the radio. I don't know.
He does just have sex with a fucking wall, doesn't he?
I'm not joking when I tell you that it's the wall and then, like, arms do come out, but just arms.
Just arms.
Just
the
arms.
Sexiest part of the human body, arms.
Just four arms, just two sets of arms. But then at that point, you have to, like, be in it, like, 100%. You cannot falter. And I was like, wow, cool. He has sex with the wall. And I didn't know if that had any purpose, but actually it does. And I was like shocked that like tied into the end a little bit. And I was like, oh shit. Yeah. Okay.
The end was fucking wild.
Whoa, the end was wild. I think I like wrote something like what the fuck?
It just kind of comes out of nowhere that the house has a womb.
Yeah, I was like, dude, but if he had like an extra like $5,000, he's like, dude, what can we do with all this money? Just like get a lot of like just like stuff and just put it everywhere and make there be a womb so we can have a baby. And I was like, yep, that's the only way, because if there's so much sex, there's going to be a kid. So yeah, it makes sense. It's not out of place. It's just something that was unexpected.
Yeah, that sure was hot.
Sam, what do you think about this? This is another plot hole that I wrote down that you'll probably appreciate. Why are they so chill about whenever it's in the beginning and the girl's in the bathtub and then the guy's in the bed room, and they both like are getting ready to have sex after she takes a bath. But then she has like the little thing on her eyes, and she feels quote unquote her partner in the tub. And then he's out there and he feels his partner under the covers, but like neither of them look. And then like it stops, and then they go out and they're all chill about it, and they're like, oh, something weird just happened, like in the tub. Huh. It was so weird. I'm just like, what? You actually thought he was there and then he wasn't there. Wouldn't you like get freaked out?
Yeah. That didn't make a lot of sense, but don't ask questions. Like, okay, so I think it was the night after the pool party.
It cracked me up though. Yeah.
It was the night after the pool party, and I was sleeping on my back. Mm-hmm. And I swear to God, I felt like David put his hand on my leg. And so I went to like move it off so I could roll over, but there was no hand there.
Oh my God, Sam, wow. So- you need to get that shit taken care of soon. That is a ghost. That's
am I going to die?
It's a succubus, because they do talk about that. They're like, it's a succubus, sex demon. Yeah, you won't die. You'll just like, you're going to have a demon having sex with you while you're sleeping and wake up, and David will like be like, yeah, I was like sleeping on the couch because I had to go to work early, and you'll be like, what?
I would not like that.
But you and David don't have sex, so that's just me putting a fictional twist on your life right now.
Yeah, because we're not married, and
no,
the Real Horror Show podcast is the only horror movie podcast that supports an abstinence only sex education.
Abstinence only, because the only way to not get pregnant is to not have sex. Boom.
Yeah, it's true.
Isn't that what they teach in school? That's what they teach in school. Anyway, after really? All that.
This movie is the perfect example of that, because
yes, it is.
The house gets pregnant.
Yeah.
Because they keep having sex.
They keep having sex, and then suddenly there's a demon baby. So you know what? All you can say is, I told you so. And that's nothing more.
I told you so.
Nothing more. So after all that, I didn't have anything else much to say, except that I had a thought. Whenever like the demon, it was like the first day that like he got like possessed by the demon, and I said, is the demon an enemy or just misunderstood? Because all he wanted to do was like make the lady like feel good. So I don't know.
I feel like in European culture he would be misunderstood, but this is Puritan America, so he is pure evil.
He is an evil man, because you know what he did when he got mad? He would like make people like choke, and the girl's boobs got it was just weird shit that kept happening if like he didn't get his way. So he was just being a mischievous demon.
Yeah.
All right,
so let's take a break. Let's take a break from talking about the movie and talk about PodCoin.
PodCoin. Hello, PodCoin.
Guess what, party people? Real Horror Show is now on PodCoin. PodCoin is the podcast player that pays. That's right. PodCoin rewards you, the listener, for listening to your favorite shows. Just get the PodCoin app on iPhone or Android. It's free and super easy to use. You can use the PodCoins you earn to claim gift cards or donate to charity. It literally is amazing. It turns your podcast listening into charity, or if you like, just get some Amazon or Starbucks gift cards. I use the PodCoin app to do all my podcast listening now, and I love it. Gotta get it on the App Store and Android today. Seriously, just get the PodCoin app and use the invite code Horror Show, and you'll get 300 PodCoins just for signing up and using our code. That's 300 PodCoins just for signing up if you use the code Horror Show. Go give the PodCoin app a try today. That was a cold read.
Woo! I had to mute myself because I was laughing a lot more the last half of that, and then I just came back. So
I probably should have just
pre-recorded
that before drinking 24 ounces of White Claw.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, but I could just fix it up a little bit But it's fine. If I do this and I get the app and I do it, can I get us pod coins?
You don't get pod coins, unfortunately, just the listener. But you can get pod coins by signing up and listening to your favorite podcast.
But like, what is a pod coin? And what will I do with it? I don't know.
Pod coins can be redeemed.
for Starbucks cards. All right. Shit. God damn, what have I been doing with my life? I can get fucking free Starbucks. Hello, sign me up for a fucking pod coin today.
Pod coin is just going to quietly be like, yeah, we don't want you guys promoting this.
I'm going to download it right now.
All right. Coin. So, let's go ahead and move into production.
All right, gladly. Let me just scroll down.
Oh, budget should not use CGI. I agree, but the practical effects they used were pretty good.
We're spot on. That's why I wish they wouldn't switch back and forth. I wish they would have just stuck with not CGI. Yeah, the practical effects.
Because Karen's face after it's been torn up, that's pretty fucking gnarly.
Dude, it is. And the womb is completely practical effects. So, like, there you go. Yeah.
So campy B-movie directors out there, just go practical. Even if you think it looks cheap, I guarantee it's going to look better than the shitty CGI you can afford.
Yes. All right, I'm installing Podcoin. Podcast coin.
Yeah, I mean, that promo isn't a lie. I really do use Podcoin all the time now because...
Is it really?
Yeah, it has all the podcasts I listen to, and I earn coins that I can eventually donate to charity or
get a Starbucks or Amazon gift card. Hello, let me in. Yes, I do not have an account. I guess I will make one. What's my name? See. I'll do this later.
The house is super high tech, but what's the kiddable landline phones?
All right. The reason why I say that. That's what's up. Yeah, exactly. I should have. I'm stupid for even saying anything like that. But I say it's high tech because of one single thing. When they first get in and they're in the kitchen and they're like making out like against the counter next to the sink, the faucet turns on and she like waves her arm at the faucet and it turns off. It's like one of those, like, no-touch faucets. And I was like, what the fuck is that? It was so new. And I was like, what year is this? And it was like 2017 or some shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? That must be top of the line. And then I saw two telephones with a landline. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
They probably have Verizon as their internet provider. And Verizon forces you to get a phone line with any fucking bundle you get. So
that, yeah, true. I had that at my old apartment in Alexandria, but like I used my cell phone most of the time. So like whenever their like phone line went out, they're like, oh no, the phone's down. I guess I'll just like use this smartphone that I just have. And it's like, yeah, I guess you are gonna have to use your stupid smartphone. It can make a call. Oops, sorry, guess you hate your smartphone. But it was just a funny thing. I was kind of surprised to see that. Remember when they find the spirit board in the back of the closet and it looks silly because it's all multicolored and there's no planchette and it kind of looks like they had a Monopoly board and covered it with like what a spirit board looks like?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought so too. That was kind of funny.
That was dumb.
Did you notice this next thing that I have here? Do you remember the door shot, what I'm talking about? It's when she gets mad at him for saying that he wants to fuck the sister, and she says, go sleep downstairs, and the door's closed, and he's outside the door, and it's, like, a shot from the bottom up, and he's, like, leaning on the door with his hands.
Yeah, that was definitely a callback to The Shining.
That was so cool, and then when stuff like that started to happen, I was like, nice. The person that made this is a horror fan. And it made me really appreciate these little things because they're so fun to see, even though it had nothing to do with anything about The Shining. But it was kind of cool anyway because I was like, hey, that's the same as The Shining. You got me again. So,
yeah, I think good B horror movies like this, I mean, not saying this is
by any means a good movie, but it's a fun movie. I think they are made by horror fans because you can tell there's like a genuine love of the horror genre.
Yes, and I definitely felt that with this movie. You know, the more I think about it, the more funny it was, and the more I kind of want to rewatch it with Luke so he can see it.
Ooh, watching a porno with your husband.
Oh,
sounds like a Monday night.
Completely objectively. Did you see this? The tiny art print of Leatherface at the bookstore that the lady works at.
I didn't see that.
Well, she's sitting at the desk, and then behind her, there's this big wall, and to like the left of the screen, right in the middle, it's like a little canvas thing, but it's almost like a illustrated print of Leatherface, and it was really cool. And if you watch it again, if you look for it, you'll notice it right away. But I noticed, I was like, oh shit. That was cool.
I wonder what other like horror homages are in this movie. Like
if we pay attention, we'll find more most likely.
Since I'm not huge into like exorcism movies, I just think they're all the same. There's probably a lot of like exorcist references.
Dude, sprinkled probably. Throughout. Yeah. So. Yeah, I only watched The Exorcist like once, and that was like forever ago. So if one happened, which it probably did, it kind of went over my head.
Yeah. I'm sorry, everybody. I've never seen The Exorcist. I've watched The Exorcism of Emily Rose, which is probably my favorite, but I don't know. I feel like all exorcism movies are the same. I will watch The Exorcist. Everyone fuck off.
Well, you know what? That's okay, because I remember when I was the one who hadn't seen The Exorcist and people were like, oh, wow, really? And it's like, dude, shut the fuck up. Like, it's not even that good. Everyone's like, that's so scary. Like, I've seen scarier.
I guarantee.
Please spare me.
I guarantee dramatics. It's so fucking tame compared to the shit that's out today.
Dude, it's based on a book and I have the book. So, like, if I read it, I'll let you know if it's better, you know? But, like, yeah. Exorcist movies, they're all the same because the same fucking thing happens. Someone is possessed by a demon and it's exorcised at the end, or it's not.
Since all these exorcism movies claim to be based on true stories.
Yeah.
For me, it's like a moral thing because I'm like, they're not really possessed by a demon. They probably have a mental illness that the Catholic Church refuses to let them be diagnosed with.
Dude.
Which is... That's the real horror show.
That's the real horror show because I forgot to do realistic. My bad. But that is the realest shit because half the time, like, they are mentally ill and people think they're fucking possessed because I don't want to believe that they're mentally ill. But like, it's insane. But it's so funny that you brought that up because there's this horror novel I read. Called A Head Full of Ghosts, and that's exactly what it explores, is like, because as you're reading it, like, the main character's sister, she's either mentally ill or she is 100% plagued by a demon, but like the parent family doesn't want to believe it, so they seek help from the church. It's really good though, so that's real shit.
Send me a link to that book and I'll check it out.
Yeah, I will do that. Would you like it through Discord chat or Facebook Messenger?
Whatever you prefer, darling.
Yeah, okay.
But I think I talked about it in my written Veronica review that, you know, it's kind of shitty we promote these as horror movies and demon possessions because the reality is they were probably dealing with stuff that their parents didn't want to admit they were dealing with, whether it's like bipolar disorder or any of those like really serious mental issues that develop if you don't get them treated. And so it's just easier to be like, oh no, she's possessed by a demon, rather than deal with it.
Yes, exactly.
I started watching Outlander.
Ah. Which,
nice. I think it's kind of a dumb show.
it's really something else.
Yeah, but there was an episode where they thought this little boy was possessed by a demon because he was like throwing up and acting weird. And the modern day doctor who'd travel back in time
was Claire. Like, oh no. Yeah, Claire. She was like, oh no, he just ate this lily of the valley, which is poisonous. So he's not possessed by a demon. Let me treat his illness.
Right.
And the Catholic priest was like, ah, no, you're going to go to hell, woman.
That is a fantastic pretend accent. Well done.
But that's exactly what, how it went down.
Evil woman, don't touch him. You're the devil.
That's exactly what happened. And I think it went on in the Catholic Church too long. And now we have all these exorcism movies.
What episode are you on? Because I really like that show.
I'm on like episode one of season two, but I'm kind of meh about it all.
So you saw the whole episode. Wait, did they get married yet?
They're married.
Jamie and Claire.
Yeah, I'm through the first season, so they're married, and he got sexually assaulted by the guy who looks like her husband.
Black Jack Randall?
Yeah.
Sam, he doesn't look like him. They are one and the same man. He's also a time jumper. Just kidding, he's not. They're just related. But, like, they look exactly the same, so, yeah.
So yes. I just think the author of the books is kind of a see you next Tuesday, just based on things I've heard about her.
What's that mean? See you next Tuesday.
Letter C, the letter U, N.
Oh. Is she?
Let's see. There was a tweet that went viral a few years ago where
where
someone asked, hey, what advice do you have an English major? And she responded with, learn how to say, do you want fries with that?
Whoa.
And I'm like, you fucking bitch. Who do you think's buying your fucking books?
Whoa. That's fucking bullshit.
She's very anti fan fiction, which I'm anti, like, After and 50 Shades of Grey, where it's fan fiction that got published and made the same amount, if not more money, than the works it's based on.
Mm-hmm.
So if she was coming from that angle, I would get it. But no, she's just against it. She thinks people should come up with original ideas. And I'm sitting here like, well, a lot of young writers learn to write by working with the characters they already know and love. So
exactly.
I started out writing fan fiction. I still dabble in it sometimes when I'm bored.
Sometimes I think about writing it because it seems fun. And as long as you're having fun with what you're writing, that's all that matters. And if it makes you better, then do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Just do positivity all around.
Yes, just do your own thing, like, your way.
This is what the sex demon wanted. He just wanted positivity everywhere.
He just wanted to make all women feel good.
Yeah, like, this was a very sex positive movie.
It was. He literally walked up to every girl in that restaurant like, do you want to have sex with me? I have a huge penis.
He wanted to hand out orgasms to everyone, and the female demon at the end, openly bisexual. This was a very sex positive movie.
Not one, you know what? Not one time did he say, like, you do this to me or you make me feel good. It was all about the woman. And so exactly. I can get behind that.
So the next time
he didn't even care about himself, he just cared about them.
Exactly. So the next time you think about popping in 50 Shades of Grey, maybe pop on over to Netflix and give The Black Room a try.
You shouldn't even have 50 Shades of Grey to, like, on your shelf to just, like, watch when you're bored. Like, oh, what am I going to do tonight? Oh, I guess I'll watch a movie. Haven't seen 50 Shades of Grey in a while. I guess I'll watch that one.
There is probably, like, a group of women out in the world that just own 50 Shades of Grey. What the fuck?
Oh, my God, dude. I haven't even seen that. Have you seen it? Just wondering.
Yes,
you
I have.
Yeah. Really? Okay.
I
forgot. You probably told me, like, the day you did see it. So sure, we knew each other.
It's as great as you can imagine.
Oh, I bet.
So I had a HBO Go up in Alexandria. Which, speaking of our little neighborhood in Alexandria, there's an oyster bar now.
Huh.
Like right down the street from campus.
Nice. That's when we want to get real fancy. We go to the oyster bar.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm thinking about the realistic aspects of this movie. And I guess it would be to move into a haunted house, actually, if we just get really, like, just general about it. yeah, that's scary. That would suck because you already bought the whole house, so it's haunted now. So what are you gonna do? Can't do anything. So that sucks. You just have to deal with it.
Here's a video for you to watch. It's about the sequel to 50 Shades of Grey, but she also talks about she talks about the first movie, but it's a focus on 50 Shades Darker, but it's pretty funny. It gets the point across of how bad these movies are.
Where did you put? Oh, there it is. Okay. 50 Shades blah blah. Oh, it's a video. Okay, I'll watch in a minute. Fabulous.
More realistic aspects, I guess. I guess it would be pretty horrifying if you just walked down to the basement and your husband's having sex with a wall.
Yeah, I would. I would just be like,
how did that not happen?
Oh, you know what? I would be upset. Like, if your husband like wants to fuck your sister, but you don't know he's possessed by a sex demon, I'd be like, what the fuck's wrong with you? I'd be like, oh,
goodness, I would be really upset.
He's like, she's actually really sexy. I wish I knew the words. I wish if I could just watch something one time and remember everything they said, because stuff that he said was so funny. God, he did well in the possessed. I liked him better as a possessed demon man than like how he was regularly.
If it's the actors that sold me on this movie. If
yes,
they weren't good, if they weren't fully committed, this would have been such a shitty, boring movie, but they were just so into it.
Some of the jokes were really funny, like the goth sister. What did she say that was so funny? When she got there, her name is Karen. So when she got there, the blonde lady was like, Karen. And she was like, ah, you remembered my name. And I was like, it was just the delivery. It's just great.
Yeah. Good job, everybody in this movie. I know you guys are listening.
And you know what? I made a special new grade for this movie because what I was thinking didn't really fall under the three grades we already have. And so I created a new one. And it's, what the fuck did I just watch? Because I just don't know.
Yeah, I think that's a fair grade to give it. What the fuck did I just watch?
Yeah, like, not bad, not meh, and not A+. It's just something else entirely. So I just had to make a new grade. And it's only going to be used for this movie until we watch another softcore porn movie. We'll see. It might be the next movie we watch. You never know. Ever.
Was this a great horror movie? No. But if you're looking for something with really good practical gore effects that clearly does love the horror genre and need a good laugh, this is a pretty fun movie.
Yes. Also, like, there is a lot of nudity. So just be aware as you go into it, like, first thing. Just so you don't get as shocked as I do, because I haven't seen a nip in a horror movie for a long time. So,
you're right.
Dude, there's just no nudity in modern horror films anymore, man. Like, none.
Actually, no, Midsommar had a bunch of nipples in it.
Did have some nips. That's because it's about hippies and stuff. It's like to get naked. But,
you know, going back to the earlier topic of mental illness and one thing I liked about Midsommar is that it heavily focused on, like, accepting being sad and depressed and talking about it. That seemed to be a big... not a huge part of the movie, but it was definitely like there that you, if you're grieving, you need to not hold it and you need to let it out.
Yeah, that's cool. So, I really am looking forward to seeing that.
We're slowly moving towards a mental health positive horror genre for the next few years, I feel.
Yeah.
Because you got the Babadook, you got Midsommar, Hereditary. I'm going to guess Nightingale probably has a lot to do with mental health.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I'm so excited for Nightingale. I hope it's actually showing around here.
Yeah, dude. I have nothing else to discuss. Any plans this weekend?
I don't think so. Eventually, I'm going to get the Regal Movie Buffet Pass. $21 a month, and you can watch movies unlimited for that amount, and so I'll probably start seeing a lot more new horror movies this coming year.
Wow, cool. Oh, that would be awesome. Yes, please, please do that, because at this point, I cannot, so one of us has to. It's got to be Sam.
So
I'll try and review them on our Instagram.
Yes.
Like I did Scary Stories in the Dark.
Yes. Speaking of reviewing stuff, I'm currently in the middle of writing a essay, review, something. I don't know what I'm writing, but it's about a horror documentary about haunted houses and scare actors. So I decided to write something about that. I don't know when I'm going to be done. I started on it like 5 days ago and I stopped halfway through and then I didn't pick it back up again. So I really have to like focus up and finish it because it's almost done. Okay.
Yeah. Where are you going to post that when it's done?
I will post it on the website.
Shit, we have a website?
Yeah, it's realhorrorshow.com.
Wow.
Once Sam remembers that we got the website, she will put some podcast episodes on there that are there's some are missing.
All of them are missing.
The last like 10.
Listen, this podcast only functions because I have a type B personality and you have a type A personality.
I know, it's awesome.
That's why I handle most of Twitter and editing the podcasts and putting them up, and you handle like
whatever I even do. Yeah, behind the scenes. But yeah, behind the scenes, like me and Sam talk every day, and sometimes I'm just like, Sam, I need you to do this, 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 and that because I'm too scared to do it, but the podcast thing, like, I don't know how to really upload those because I don't have the audio files, so I just have to, like, wait and see if Sam will do it. But it's uploaded everywhere else. Honestly, the only reason I noticed was because today I went on the website because someone in one of the horror groups I'm in on Facebook said they watched 1920 London. And they loved it. And so I had to share our podcast episode. I could not let that one go. I was like, there's no fucking, this person willingly watched 1920 London and they liked it. And I was like, did someone say 1920 London? I fucking shared that shit.
They loved 1920 London so bad. They
fucking, and guess what? The episode title was horror show __ __ or like whatever. Oh, yeah. It was remember that, so
we were
that is probably an excellent episode. I hope somebody listens to it who that's was following that one of, yeah, it's one of our best episodes, so like thank god someone in Best of Horror Netflix Facebook group watched it yesterday.
Like who unironically loves that movie,
dude. I saw it and I was like, I can't let this one slide through my fingers, like I have to post that fucking podcast episode or I'll hate myself. So
I know, I feel like had they cut the musical numbers and you know known how people in the 1920s dress and yeah. Got rid of her friendship manicure, it would have been a pretty decent horror movie. It had a lot of cool stuff in it.
Well, the girl she said she liked it because it was romantic, and I was like, I don't even fucking remember. I know. I was like, I don't even fucking remember. But I was like, I guess it was romantic. What the fuck? Maybe she thought when they danced together was romantic. I don't know. But hopefully she agrees with our views on it if she listens to the episode.
We're about to make an enemy.
I don't fucking care. Because all these people, we need to break out. And we're going to make some enemies as we do it. So,
slowly but surely,
we're doing our best. All right, we are.
Yeah, if we stay consistent, we've been consistent since you got married and since I moved. So,
yeah.
And if we keep remembering to do the Podcoin thing in every episode, that should it's helped a lot of people. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Podcast coin. Well. I have nothing else to say. I guess I can say the outro.
Yeah.
Are we good on time? How long have we been recording?
Well, I forgot to hit record until about 5 minutes in, so we're at 45 minutes.
Okay. All right, cool. Not bad. All right. Well, if you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. Real Horror Show is created by Sam Odie and Stormy Skies and is directed by Sam Odie. Today we learned that
What don't fuck a wall. If you have sex, you're going to get pregnant.
Yeah.
And your house.
Mm-hmm. Damn straight. We learned that the only way to prevent a pregnancy is to not have sex. Abstinence only. Like what you hear, you can find Real Horror Show on Spotify, TuneIn, Google Play Store, Stitcher, and iTunes. Is there anything on that list that I should add? Because I feel like we're on a lot more things now.
We're on a lot. We're on Stitcher, iTunes, Stitcher. Spotify, uh-huh. Google Play, and now Podcoin.
Podcoin, okay.
Oh, we're also
on Podbean.
Podbean, that's our host. You can listen to us on there.
Okay.
What else are we on?
Podcoin. Yeah, what else?
TuneIn. Like, we're on TuneIn Radio, which
Radio.
No offense, TuneIn, don't hate us, but I don't think I've ever met anyone who actually listens to TuneIn.
is that so I have Spotify. Oh shit, I already have TuneIn. All right, Spotify, TuneIn, Google Play Store, Stitcher, Podcoin, and iTunes. Does that sound pretty complete?
That sounds complete, yo.
Okay, cool. Really, really like what you hear. Follow us on Twitter at horrorshow_pod or search for Real Horror Show on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook at Real Horror Show. Like our page and share our stuff. We also have a website that all of our written reviews and podcasts are found, realhorrorshow.com. And it's a cool website. Want to interact with us? Want to make sure we're real humans, not space vampires? Comment on our website or email us at realhorrorshowpodcast@gmail.com. Please email us because I'm sick of deleting these Twitter emails about signing in and out. I just want some real human interaction.
Yeah, and if you want to guest on our podcast, just slide on into our DMs.
Don't email us. Slide into the DMs in like Twitter or like Instagram if you want to be really creepy about it. Or, like, Facebook message us would be really weird, but, like, you can if you want. Fucking loser.
Yeah, just don't contact us on our personal profiles, otherwise we'll call the cops.
Yeah, shit. I'll fucking, like, block you so fast, and then you'll, like, be like, what are they? Ooh. And then you'll take a screenshot and be like, they blocked us. And it's like, what the fuck? That's because you're weird. Anyway, want to argue with us about something or think you have a really great horror movie review that you're dying to share with two random strangers from the internet? Submissions are open for movie reviews. Check out the submit page on our website and follow the rubric before sending us anything. If it's not done according to the rubric, it will be disregarded. Sorry, not sorry. Repost written reviews when we write them. There's one coming up on the horizon. Don't know when it'll be ready, but just keep an eye. You should check every day and see when it's ready. It'll be a doozy. We love horror, and if you're listening, you do too. Please help us keep our project going by visiting our support page on our website where you can make a one-time donation via PayPal. We also have an Amazon wish list if you feel like buying us something tangible will help convey your love more than a monetary donation would. Buy us a coffee. I need to write more about that. Buy us a Also, buy us a coffee is a button you can click that will pay us the amount you would need to buy coffee. A little bit goes a long way. There, that's sweet. All right, submissions are open for a yearly anthology called The October Monologues. They're called that because we want to publish it in October, and you know it's right around the corner, October. So check out the submission guidelines on our website and send us your creepy shit. I've been really going hard on the social media accounts and sharing our submission call for submissions. Just go on our website and go to submit your work, and there will be a tab underneath. Go to the October Monologues one, read it, and just send us shit, but like really read it and do it right. Because if you don't do it right, you won't be doing it twice because you won't be doing it again. Ugh. And here the pertinent news. It feels like fall. And I'm ready
it's
for
so
it.
It's so close to fall.
I know. I'm already ready. All right, dude. Our outro song is called Creepy Doll by Jonathan Colton. And thank you, fuck off, and have a swell evening.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And there's a creepy doll that always follows you.